have three or four more surprises that will drain our cash reserves or our cash balance, and that will diminish our liquidity. So we are going out, and we're not going to issue a bond. We'll probably borrow from financial institutions, and other universities are doing this, and we're really looking at piggybacking on some of the other universities and their financial consulting contracts. So we will be coming. But what that will do is that will put us in a position not spending capital money on emergency capital repairs, because we don't know when there will be a state capital budget. There may not very well not be a capital budget until after the election.
Yeah, I think we drifted over into finance and audit.
Oh, so sorry about that.
You're presiding, Trustee Hopper.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah, you know, continue. Just a couple other things. Yeah. And again, on the reason I was touching on those comments was because of the subject of, you know, basically our financial situation, our financial condition.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
Comment?
Yeah, please.
You use the word reserve, you mean cash on hand.
Our available cash balance. That's not cash, that's not surplus, that's our cash on hand.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
You know, it seems to me because there's so many issues that have to do with infrastructure, we should hear the report for facilities.
Okay.
First.
And have an idea about, you know, because you're making some statements, I understand what you're saying, but
you don't have a frame of reference.
Yeah, we have no frame of reference about that. We need to hear what's happening with this facility. We need to be forthright about its status. And to be surprised is the wrong term. Anybody here who's surprised about boilers breaking and pipe breaking, why are you surprised? There's been no capital budget for how many years? And to think that these buildings are going to service themselves is ridiculous. So I think we need to hear the report, face where we are, and then we can talk about possible remedies. Because to say you're going to go out and borrow, and you have no idea of what an endpoint is, I think is not what we want to do. So I think we need to hear and understand the framework of what are we talking about? What's the scope of what we're facing right now? What can we anticipate? Okay. And then we can make some kind of recommendation about how to rectify those issues. But to say what we're going to do with surplus cash at this moment.
Well, there's 13 emergencies. So you remember she's had her emergency list that she rolled out every board meeting, and it gets bigger and bigger.
That's
so now we're at 13 emergencies on the list. So I think if we want to hear the 13 emergencies first, and like
that's
in fine. Order of priority,
yeah, let's
you want to go there.
Let me just say
that's
this: is there a finance and audit report, and then after that is the facilities report?
All right.
So this
okay.
sequentially, that's the way
that's
we're
fine.
Rolling.
Sure.
That's
okay.
fine. And what I was trying to do was I was trying to identify the things that we're looking at doing on the financial side to basically maintain our cash on hand and our liquidity, and because we have presented the list of capital projects and capital priorities time and again. But your point's well taken, and I'll be more than happy to comment on that. But the objective here is we're going to try to protect our cash position and our liquidity, and so that we can, you know, we can weather the storm, so to speak. And I think that's why I qualified my comment by saying that it's not so much a surprise. We expect things to break down here because of the failure of investment. So I'll leave it there. Let me turn over here. Okay.
Good morning, trustees and the university community. I would like to report on the. Give a status report on the state appropriations for FY 17 and 18, as they impact our cash balance. And at the same time, give a report on the short-term cash projection. To date, of the FY 2017, $38.2 million, we have vouchered everything to the state. We have received $26.9 million. The state still owes us $11.4 million. Of the $34.6 million FY 18 state appropriation, we have vouchered $12.2 million, and we have received so far $12.2 million from the state. As of yesterday, our current cash balance Unrestricted is $23.6 million. We are projecting at the end of, by February 28, 2018, that we will receive $34.5 million and we will spend $31.6 million. That will leave us a balance of $26.5 million. In the event that the state will not be timely on their cash reimbursement, on their state reimbursement, that will still leave the university with a $13.4 million. Any questions? Thank you. May I proceed to the board resolution for the travel board?
So, can we, sure. There's no name in here, though.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. As suggested by Lakeisha, in one of our meetings, it would be better to name a position for, like, representative, you know, for some committees, like, you know, Illinois Higher Education Travel Board, so we don't keep on changing when a person resigns.
Got it. I just want to know who it is right now.
The university controller right now is Larry Owens. So the board resolution, because of the resignation of Marilyn Johnson, who was the director of procurement, she was named as our representative to the Illinois Higher Education Travel Board. And now we are requesting the board to approve the removal of the membership of Ms. Marilyn Johnson on the Illinois Higher Education Travel Control Board and replace said membership with the university controller.
So, question for you, will it always be the university controller?
With this resolution, yes. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, and my recommendation is the university controller is because, you know, he is very, he or she, is very familiar with the spending of the university because of the position. So the job is to make the report to the LAC of the travel reimbursements.
Can we table it? Can we table it to the next board meeting?
Yes.
I want to talk to you guys about that in the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. I have some concerns about it. Can we table it?
Yes.
Will something drastic happen between now and March if we table it till March? Can we table it? I'm sorry, trustees. I really want to table it.
Sure.
I'm not comfortable with the recommendation.
Okay.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Two other quick comments, Trustee Harper. We will be giving you an update on the payables, which we can put on the agenda for the next subcommittee meeting, and the receivable strategy is being implemented. You know, OnPlan has already generated about $250,000 in income. They've been up and running for 2 months. As you know, we have a very large receivable going back many, many years. And as you know, with the new leadership that has been brought in, that the president can speak of, we'll be able to talk about that. So, we think we have the leadership to implement the plan. We think there's a large receivable to be secured. In fact, there's well over $400,000 in new payment plans that just have been negotiated over the last 2 months. So hopefully that process will accelerate, which will help us not only in retiring the receivables, but also going forward, not having spillage because people who enter the university, they fall back on their payment plans and things like that.
Got it. I told them to go get this money. So I've been having meetings with them. So I appreciate you guys. Yeah. Go get the rest of it, though. Mm-hmm. No one should owe us money. Go get our money. No, I'm so serious.
Okay. The athletic department is on. I think we can rotate that one back. And then this will be the end of the Finance and Audit Committee. Okay. Let's bring facilities forward. Dr. Okay. Smith.
Yes, Ms. Horton's going to come and present the facilities.
Just for the quick,
is DLD here?
No.
Okay.
Good morning, Madam President. Good morning, trustees, and all those who are on the roster.
my esteemed colleagues in the audience. I would like to recognize first that and seek your forgiveness on the lateness of the report and the hour that it came in to recognize that. Highlights from the report as follows. We had the opportunity to have an audience with the Illinois Board of Higher Education to present our list of 13 highlighted capital priorities, totaling approximately $40 million, so that we could reemphasize our request, most dating back to fiscal year 2013. This list was also prepared for the governor's office, the legislators, as well as the previous and sitting Board of Trustees. This list of highlights are also included in the report, along with the estimated cost associated and a brief summary of each. Are there any questions regarding those highlights from the 13? Seeing none, I can also entertain any questions on the 13 after this meeting and or during executive session.
I guess the question, I think what we need to know, and you know, obviously life is the most important, right? So if out of the 13 emergencies, which ones affect like people's lives, whether they be employees or students, can you give us an understanding of like, because emergency, I don't know that anybody on this board has any expertise in facilities. So they all read the same, but what are the things that could affect, like, I want to know, like, if something can fall and injure someone,
yes,
that has to happen immediately, right? So can you give us those kind of things that are a threat to the life of students, anybody who's on this campus, that have to happen,
yes,
in that short order?
Absolutely. The state of Illinois defines emergency as that which affects the life, health, safety, and or loss of property of the state. All 13 of these fall in that category.
How do you prioritize them? I think that's the question. We don't have the money for this. So how do you prioritize these 13? Let's just cut to the chase.
We prioritize the 13 based on the most immediate threat.
Okay. Are they prioritized in order of 1 through 13?
Yeah, it's like number
that's
one,
the
most
question.
Immediate threat?
As of the date of our meeting with IBHE, this was prioritized based on our most immediate threat at the time.
Okay, so why is it that replacing 50 sunken light poles is not as much of a threat as replacing the heating plant?
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me at all.
If the heating plant that has gone out from the university would affect 2 out of 3 of the requirements for emergency.
Yeah, but if a light pole fell, it could kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that be higher?
We see if the heating plant goes out and we cannot operate the entire campus, they would not be on campus to have any emergency.
How do you think that would look if a light pole fell and killed someone?
Yes. So again, we have lots of competing. We have lots of competing priorities. I have told our president and others, I would place all of these at number one.
I know, but you can't. So my question is.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, I'm chairing this part. You know, and we can debate with Ms. Horton subjectively about what we think is more important. I think this board's responsibility is to address the issues. Ms. Horton has no ability, she can give her opinion about what she thinks is a higher priority. I think we all understand heating and things like that, as well as you point out, the polls. We need to have an understanding from our board about how we see the priorities. And that's what we ought to do and not keep asking her. She's outlined these 13. We may not even agree with the 13 she's outlined. We should be the ones to determine what we feel is the emergency and we should address them.
I appreciate that, but the reality is she is our subject matter expert, and I have the right to ask her the question.
No, I'm not saying you don't have the right. I'm saying that she keeps going back and forth about you would say what if you would see this. We could do that all day. I agree with your concern, but we need to, again, prioritize what we have and then make a decision about how we're going to address them. I think that 13 is too many even to look at.
Yeah.
We cannot address 13 issues. We know we can't. We need to pick out the most urgent ones that we feel are important and try to address those, because we just don't have the capacity to look at all 13.
I guess the question, though, what we heard was to borrow 12 million, right? The 12 million would only get us through the first five.
Yeah, we're not even
there. Right? Yet. So discuss, I guess that's.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss that because, as I said before, it's premature. We need to prioritize, and then this board needs to make an intelligent decision about what we can do, and then we determine how to do that. A suggestion of a borrowing is fine, but we have to, as a board, meet and talk about these issues and resolve them. The management team has no capacity. The administration has no capacity to address these without funding. What I've heard today over and over again is angst back and forth, but we won't address the issue. And here's the issue. It would not have been a pipe bursting if we had maintained the pipes. There would be no issue about heating. So to have this back and forth about who's at fault, we need to, as a board, address what the issues are and what we think is the best way to address them. And I just don't see us doing that right now with this report. We have the report of 13 emergencies. We may debate for hours how we place them, but I think that we can intelligently come to a point to say these must be addressed now.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we address this in executive session? Can you stay around and come, and we'll call you for executive session? Why don't we do that?
Yes.
Yeah, can we do that? That's a great idea that we should, as a board, talk about and come and have them come in.
Okay.
Yeah, can I also speak to the issue, because now we're on the subject of borrowing?
I don't think we are.
Let's talk about that in executive session.
Yeah, so you can come together and we'll talk about it in executive session, right? Because we need to, they're tied. They're highly related. So, I mean.
It all deals with money.
Yeah.
And with the crisis in the state for funding. So, yeah.
Okay.
Because the question of design, Trustee Smith, is something that we want to address at some point, because I don't know how the system was ever designed with one point of failure for a heating system for a whole campus.
Well, I would agree with the trustees. We address these issues in executive session and come up with some kind of a tentative plan.
And we'll come back.
Sure.
We'll come back to open. Okay. The other question is this academic naming the library. Do you want to vote on this resolution now?
Yes.
While we have
a quorum.
Yeah, let's do that.
We need to find out if we're going to do those other action items.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do at least two that definitely need to be done.
Okay.
So, did you have something else?
Just as a point of information, too, along with the other resolutions that you do have, there is a resolution from facilities as well as the exception report that requires your action.
Yes, we saw that. Thank you.
Yeah, we have to address that.
Okay, Ms. Marsh, Attorney Marsh, is going to present several action items.
We have that.
All right, forgive me, trustees, we're going to dip a little bit out of order, and we're going to first move to the naming of the new academic library. I will read the resolution. Whereas, in accordance with Section 6, Physical Facilities, Subsection C, naming of board university property, university property may be named for notable former employees of the board, distinguished former members of the board, donors of substantial funds, or public persons of the state and nation and nation of any county. And whereas the board reserves the right to name and rename all buildings or parts thereof, structures, facilities, streets, grounds, and other real property belonging to Chicago State University, hereinafter referred to as board property, subject to such agreements as it may make with third parties. And whereas the university seeks to implement the president's recommendation to name the university's new academic library to the Gwendolyn Brooks Academic Library. Whereas Gwendolyn Elizabeth Brooks was an African-American poet, author, and teacher. Mrs. Brooks won the Pulitzer. Prize for poetry on May 1, 1950 for Annie Allen, making her the first African-American to receive the Pulitzer. And whereas Gwendolyn Brooks was appointed Poet Laureate of Illinois in 1968, a position held until her death on December 3, 2000. And whereas Gwendolyn Brooks was what is now the Poet Laureate Consultant in Poetry to the Library of Congress for the 1985-86 term,
And whereas Gwendolyn Brooks in 1976 became the first African-American woman inducted into the American Academy of Arts and Letters, and whereas Gwendolyn Brooks was a professor of English at the university, and therefore be it resolved, the board hereby provides approval to the university to name the new academic library the Gwendolyn Brooks Academic Library in accordance with applicable state and federal regulations. At this time, I ask for a motion to accept the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
I'm now moving us to the approval of executive session minutes. Chicago State University Board of Trustees reviews its written minutes of closed session semi-annually and makes a determination if those minutes should be available for public inspection or kept confidential. Chicago State University Board of Trustees approves the written minutes of the closed meetings held on, I'm asking for approval of the written minutes of the closed meetings held on March 3rd, 2017, March 27, 2017, April 7th, 2017, May 5th, 2017, and June 22nd, 2017. Chicago State University Board of Trustees, I am asking that the determination and the approval be made that there is still a need for confidentiality with these written minutes of the closed with the minutes of closed meetings held on March 3rd, 2017, March 27, 2017, April 7th, 2017, May 5th, 2017, and June 22nd, 2017. I'm asking for the board's approval to approve the closed session minutes of those dates, and in addition to that, to keep those closed minutes confidential.
Are there any questions or comments?
Can I make a comment?
All right, you may call the roll.
Can I make a comment,
Trustee
President?
Gowen?
Can I make a comment? Yeah.
No, we're doing. No. We're in the middle of a motion, Doctor.
I don't think it's been.
Is there a motion?
There's no motion.
Yeah,
motion.
Yeah, we need one.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
The motion approves.
If it's okay.
All right, the next action. The collective bargaining agreement with the UPI Local 4100 has been ratified by the union. The Board of Trustees has received a list of the changes of the extension of this one-year contract and is now prepared to approve. Mr. Chairman, I ask that you entertain a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement with the UPI Local 4100 with the date of contract that is 2015 through April. Through August 2018. At this time, I entertain a motion for the board's approval.
Are there any questions or comments? All right, is there a motion?
So moved.
So seconded.
Roll call.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
And we've done the library name. Dr. Matabudi, did you want?
Yes.
To quickly move with a 1 minute expression. Thank you for coming today.
I got a call and I heard the vote. I was told that you had to go into executive session,
right,
which is gonna be another 2 hours, which I gotta get back to work. But I heard the vote. I wanna thank you. I think that the name, it should be the Gwendolyn Brooks Library, not Academic Library. All right, just library. I don't think you need academic in there. Primarily because she's a poet, and I'm a poet. But the point is that I want to thank you, and I'm sorry Nora is not here. So I thank you from myself and from Nora and the rest of the extended family. And it's overdue.
All right.
It took a new board to do it, and let's move forward. And I guess the next thing we would do would start moving on these conferences.
And we'll reach out to you.
Okay, I look forward to it. And thank you very much. And we're going to make a major contribution. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Doctor. Are we doing election of officers?
Yeah, let's go to executive session.
Executive session for that. Okay. The trustees report, the student trustees report will be done. Trustee Gowen.
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith.
Good morning. Since July, I have gained a new perspective of this university. I've been able to encounter a lot of new faculty. I've learned the process of how a university is operated. Overall, this is a great learning experience. However, I cannot continue my role as student board of trustee without representing the views of my peers. Many students and myself have to encounter with faculty and administration that does not have a love for this university, and most important, for the students. For many people, this is a check and not a place for love. Faculty care more about their coworkers than their students. They have their own personal groups and band together to protect each other. There's an administration that has many favorite coworkers, and yet they does not have one favorite student. We have administration that cannot name one student other than myself. Some faculty care more about receiving attention in media than students receiving degrees. This became evident to me when my own professor mentioned my name and a student's name in a blog due to his dislike of the Board of Trustees. Some faculty treat this institution with disrespect because this is not their alma mater. As students, we would like to be around people who hold this institution with the most respect because this is our Harvard and our Howard. There are many people who are here for the students and guiding us to success. Students would like to thank all of those who keep us in mind. Students are tired of those quick fixes of the university just to continue to see the same problems that goes on from new president to pipe fixing. As student board of trustee, I feel it's my duty to take the students' voice and put some action to it. I will stand with students as they petition and appeal to any injustices that are happening at this university. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Smith. Thank you, Trustee Smith. As we get ready to retire into executive session, we wanted to make sure that we mention our immense pride with the recent appointment as CEO of the Chicago Public Schools of our alum, Dr. Janice Jackson. So we look forward to hosting her soon here at CSU. We'll entertain a motion to retire into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Goodwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Howard Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, absolutely.